I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, the United States urged Iran to release Amir Hekmati. He's a 28-year-old American of Iranian descent, and he's been sentenced to death in Iran on charges of being a CIA agent. U.S. officials have denied the charges, and State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland did so again today.
If it is true that he has been so sentenced, we would condemn this verdict in the strongest terms, and we are working with all of our partners to convey that condemnation to the Iranian government. We've maintained from the beginning that the charges against him were a fabrication, and we call on the Iranian government to release him immediately.
That's Victoria Nuland. Amir Hekmati is a former Marine and a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen. He claims he was in Iran to visit his grandmother's, but that did not stop his trial from going forward. Hekmati's supposed confession was aired last month on Iranian state TV. In it, he describes being part of a plot to infiltrate Iran's intelligence ministry. Hekmati is the latest in a long list of U.S.-Iranian dual citizens to face such a charge in Iran. The BBC's Mohsen Asghari is following this case and the reaction to it in Tehran.
Actually, Iran has frequently accused America of sabotaging the system in the country or seeking for undermining its regime by doing some covert operational activities. So this is something very normal. And usually the people in Iran don't pay attention to these things a lot because they are obsessed with their economic problems. And they have heard a lot about the fact that some American citizens have been arrested by Iranian system, but at the end, they all have been released. In July 2009, we remember that three Americans have been arrested and they have been kept in Iran for 2 years and a half with the same accusations, but finally they were released on bail.
So what does that say about the chances of this particular American, Amir Hekmati, of being released as well?
It's a political thing, I think, because in the recent weeks, we have been receiving a lot of threatening messages from American officials against Iran, and they are talking about widening the sanctions on Iran's economy. On the other side, Iran has launched a military exercise and have test-fired a lot of missiles at the Persian Gulf, threatening America. So this is a war of words between the two sides, and this is a very risky threat, I think, if they want to execute this person. It is a declare of war against America, I think. And the stake is so high, potentially, that no one wants it to happen.
Mohsen, one other thing about that. If you're saying you can't separate the global politics from the individual court cases like the case against this American accused of spying, what is Iran saying is its strongest evidence that Mr. Hekmati is indeed a spy?
Iranian system has not proposed any documents as of yet, except the confession of Mr. Hekmati that was shown on Iran's state TV as saying that he has been deceived by the CIA to infiltrate into Iran's security system and implicate Iran in terrorism. This is the whole document that we have heard so far. But the point is that Iran is trying to increase its bargaining power in the run-up to the supposedly nuclear talks. Because Iran at the same time has sent a letter to 5+1 countries to pave the ground for a fresh round of nuclear talks. By means of these things, Iran is trying to increase its bargaining power.
All right. Mohsen Asghari, thank you.
You're welcome.